My name's Pete Adams from SW9 Community Housing, and you're listening to the SW9 Podcast. A very warm welcome to you. This is a bit of a first for us, as we've never made a podcast before, but we thought it might be a new way in which we could let you, our residents, find out more about the organisation, what it is we do, and why we do it. In this episode, I'll be speaking to Kamal Doan, SW9's Community Engagement and Communications Manager. I'll be finding out about her role and all the ways in which you can get involved with the organisation, making a difference to the community, as well as opportunities for your own self-improvement. Before we get to that though, here's a quick roundup of the latest news from Stockwell Park. SW9, along with the rest of England, is currently under lockdown. This means that the office will be closed to the public until further notice, and that a number of your SW9 services will be delivered in a COVID-safe manner. Please visit our website at sw9.org.uk for more information, or watch the video on our YouTube channel. Please do all you can to keep yourself, your household, and the wider community safe during this time. Due to the lockdown, parking controls on Stockwell Park are currently suspended. Despite this, you may still receive a ticket if you park on yellow lines, cross-hatched areas or disabled bays. On Monday the 1st of February, we introduced a new telephone system. This means that some of the options you may be used to have changed. Please listen carefully when you call to make sure you get through to the correct team. SW9 is now on Instagram. You can follow us at SW9 Community Housing, all one word. As I said at the top of the show, today's featured interview is with Kamal Doan, SW9's Community Engagement and Communications Manager. Over the phone, we chatted about her role and the various opportunities she's been developing. Hi Kamal, welcome to the SW9 Podcast. How are you today?
Hi Pete, thanks for inviting me. I'm really well. How about you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So you're here today to talk to us a little bit about community engagement and specifically the RISE programme. Before we get to that though, could you tell us a bit about yourself and what it is you do at SW9?
Okay, great. So Kamal, that's me. At SW9 I am the Community Engagement and Communications Manager, and a little bit about myself is really I love engaging with people, I love talking to people, I love being with people, I'm being around people, and I think you get the drift that I'm very much a people person, and that's what I enjoy doing. And it just seems being in this role is very ideal.
That's great. So what is community engagement then? Why is it important to SW9?
Engagement to SW9 is important because we don't believe in just providing bricks and mortar, you know. We believe it's a little bit more than that. It's engaging with our residents in a different level. So getting them involved in not just service improvements, just also increasing their skill, their knowledge, education and employability opportunities as well. So it's important because it meets so many different facets of people's lives and for all different ages. So it's not just for, you know, one household member, it's for all household members.
So you were saying there that engagement is for everybody. And recently I understand that you've been developing the RISE programme. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. The RISE programme is something very exciting at SW9. So the RISE programme is a brand that we have created that focuses on just involvement with our residents. And like I said earlier, it's got different facets. So currently we are offering our younger students homework club. So that's 2 days a week. So they'll do literacy, numeracy and science. So it's something additional to help them outside of school as well. And for young people who are looking for employability or educational needs, we're providing with services along that as well. So guiding them, advising them where to go. And for our ambitious residents who want to start their own business, again, it doesn't matter what age they are, we have an exciting program called Start Your Own Enterprise.
So there's lots going on. So I think you've listed some, but what are the overall benefits for our residents in taking part in the RISE programme?
I believe when our residents get involved in the RISE programme, they're building a brand new community. They're building that cohesion, creating new friendships, improving their environment, but mostly it's about individual confidence, skilling them up and giving them that motivation and encouragement that they need to make a difference. And I think it's all about the person and the people who sign up to these and seeing how happy they are generally as well. So it's all about their well-being as well. So like I said, there's so many facets to it, but it's just giving new opportunities.
Yeah, and presumably to for self-improvement.
Absolutely. End of the day, it's all about that. Number one, first, it's self-improvement. So not only can you help yourself, you can help others around you as well. And with SW9 being so community-driven, that's what we're trying to do, is create a community where we are working together always.
So as I understand it, it's not just all about the RISE programme, is it? There are other ways that residents can get involved with SW9.
Absolutely. So as we know, SW9 is a resident-led organisation. So we've got resident members on our board, which says a lot, I think, about an organisation as well. And other ways we involve residents is through an improvement panel. So we've got a project, it's a bit like a project team that get together, look at our services in more detail and come up with recommendations. So that's directly being involved in making improvements or coming up with suggestions as well. Then we have mystery shopping and focus groups. So there are so many different ways that residents can get engaged with us.
Great. And again, I suppose I keep going back to it, but what are the benefits to residents in getting involved in that way?
Benefits, it's seeing direct service improvement and that opportunity for them to have their voices heard as well, which is always so important. You know, we hear it so many times that it's so important to listen to our residents, but it's not just about listening. It's what do we do once we've listened to it? So having residents engaged with us is having that direct service improvement. So it's for the wider community as well.
So how can people find out more? How can they sign up for these opportunities?
Oh, there's plenty of ways. We've got a website and we've got a page dedicated just to getting involved. So residents can just have a look at that, all the different types of activities, events we have going on. Because I'm sure during these conversations, I've not been able to mention all of them. And there are so many and many more in the pipeline. Also, we've got Twitter, Facebook and even Instagram. And obviously, we've also got a YouTube channel. And if people want to pop into our reception or give us a call, we would always welcome a friendly face.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today on the SW9 podcast. Before I let you go and get back to work, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would. For any residents or anybody listening out there who's never been quite sure how to engage or what's going on, or are just a little bit nervous, I say give it a shot. You know, there is no harm in trying. I have met so many residents where they never thought about engaging, but once they saw these things and got their, you know, toes into the water, as you say, it was hard to get them out. So all I'm saying is it's a great opportunity and it works. And another thing is that SW9 are thriving to work with residents and there's a whole new future ahead of fantastic opportunities. So just give it a shot.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Pete.
And hopefully we'll have you on the show again soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to the first ever episode of the SW9 podcast. If you enjoyed it, or you would like to hear from a particular team about what they do, then please let us know. Who knows, we might even be able to get you on the show. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so by telephone on 0207 326 3700, email at info@sw9.org.uk, or using our website contact us form. The website address is www.sw9.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. Just search for SW9 Community Housing. Until next time, please stay safe and well. Bye-bye.
My name is Komal Dewan, Community Engagement and Communications Manager, and you're listening to SW9 Podcast.